Today's record came even as financial experts issued their now annual warnings that the market will not continue to rise indefinitely, that the long-expected corrections are coming. Charles Gasparino covers investors for the Wall Street Journal. Charles Gasparino, the market has gone up for a long time now. Memories have dimmed of 1987 when the market fell precipitously. For many investors, good news has been the only news they've ever heard about their investments. Now, you have written for your newspaper that investors in stock funds tend to be sanguine about riding out the market. Do you think that might be different for all these brand new investors, these baby boomers who've just started investing for their retirement?
Yeah, I do. And the bottom line is that these investors, the baby boomers, really haven't lived through a prolonged bear market. Very few people remember investing back in the 1970s when there was a prolonged bear market. 87, you know, was kind of was a crash and then it bounced back. But most people today don't remember a prolonged bear market in terms of stocks. The last pretty prolonged bear market we have was in the bond market. That was in 1994. Basically, took the whole year. And in the bond market, people headed for the hills in droves. And what that did was exacerbated the downward decline of the bond market.
Do you think these millions of new investors are coming in because they believe the market only goes up? Or do you think it's because of the age they are? There's some polling data to indicate that that people are investing because they do think that the market is just going to make the money.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more the case that people think the market is going to make the money rather than they think it's going to go up forever. I mean, people look at banks and say, you know, there's no way I can survive, no way I can plan for retirement and make 3% on my savings. So they look at the stock market as a place where they can make, you know, 10%, 15%.
What if this big correction that everybody talks about does come this year? What would you expect all these new investors to do?
I mean, I would expect them to pull their money out of the market. I mean, if there is a prolonged correction, I'm not talking about something to the effect of 1987 where there was a couple days of rapid declines and a bounce back. I mean, if there is a correction over a series of months, 6 months, you will see people take their money out of the market and put it into essentially bank CDs or whatever, bank accounts, money market funds, things of that nature, essentially pulling their money out of the market.
What about the traditional mindset that people who invest in stock funds for retirement put their money in there for a long period of time, that they're looking at 10 years, more than 10 years, and that over that period of time, the market has made money?
That's true. And I think that that's a good way of looking at things. But, it remains to be seen what happens when the rubber meets the road and, you know, you're facing a whole year of negative returns as opposed to 5 years of really good positive returns.
What do you think this new record stuff means? Do you think that when the stock market hits a new record that people become more optimistic, or do you think that it fills them with dread?
You know, last year this time I was predicting that the market would be flat over the next year, so obviously I was wrong. But people like me start getting worried when the market starts reaching new highs, because all history points to when it reaches a new high, there's inevitably going to be a correction. But I think most people, you know, once they see the market going up and up and up, they say, well, it's about time I get in there. And if you believe in conventional wisdom, that's the time when the market generally does correct.
Thanks very much.
All right. Thank you.
Charles Gasparino is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal. We reached him at his office in New York City.